833-563-2539. I would love for you to call in and share your experience here about how you got scammed. Listen to what happened to this mom and her husband in Michigan. They were trying to buy a phone for their daughter.
The local mom thought she was getting a good deal on an iPhone, but she ended up with just a couple of bars of soap after getting swindled out of $450.
Samantha Powell agreed to meet the seller at this Allen Park apartment complex, but moments after the exchange, she and her husband realized she'd been scammed.
When he opened it, we both seen it. We just were dumbfounded, just staring at it like, did that really just happen?
Samantha Powell says it still blows her mind that the iPhone she thought she bought a few weeks ago had no phone in the box. Instead, just these two bars of soap.
It was on me, and I just wasn't smart enough.
Could you imagine, like, you open it up, you're like, oh, brand new phone. And no, it's actually two bars of Dial soap.
I know. People are terrible.
833-563-2539. I got to imagine with like Facebook Marketplace and Craigslist and just different things, there's got to be things that people have maybe tried to scam you with. Maybe you were able to catch on and notice it. I know a lot of times older people get scammed on the phone. I get so worried about my mom and my grandma that they're going to fall for something and give out their information.
Don't ever give out your info. A lot of times they'll say, oh, you have a virus or you need to put in your account information. And I worry about Porkchop all the time. Because he's so sweet and sometimes naive to the evil people of the world. He's like, I'll put in my credit score. I'll put in my social security number.
I thought you just said you got tested. You don't have any viruses.
Yeah, no, I'm clean.
But he does put in his information too much. Has your identity been stolen yet?
Yeah, it has.
I knew it!
No, that's because they walked past me and it skimmed in my wallet.
Oh, okay.
That happened in Mexico, right?
Yes.
Okay, 833-563-2539. We'd like to hear from you if you've had a situation where you got scammed. Listen to the rest of this.
She outsmarted me.
Powell says she saw the phone for sale on the app Let Go. She was getting it for her 14-year-old daughter and says she had saved up for 6 months to buy it. Powell and the seller agreed on the price of $450 and were sharing these messages back and forth. She agreed to meet the seller at this apartment complex.
She came walking out real fast, and then just as soon as she had that money in her hand, when he went to go open it, she took off.
With just these two bars of soap in the box, Powell called police and filed a police report. She says she later found out the seller even went on Facebook and bragged about what she had done.
Oh, man, adding insult to injury, they're going online doing that?
Ooh.
I would be so mad.
Yes. She was pretty much saying, ha-ha, thinking that she wasn't going to get caught.
But she may not be laughing now. Powell says the 18-year-old seller used a fake name on Let Go, but had provided her actual phone number for the sale. Having that number was a big clue for police. They were able to figure out who she is, she's been ticketed, and if she doesn't show up to court, a warrant will be issued for her arrest.
Online transactions are incredibly risky, and they're not getting any better.
Police say this serves as a costly reminder of how important it is to do these transactions at the police department.
Definitely keep that in mind when you're looking to sell something or buy something.
I got scammed one time. I thought I was buying a football ticket to like a University of Louisville versus Clemson game, which was like a super expensive ticket. I paid $150 for it. Turned out to be fake. They scammed me with a fake counterfeit ticket.
And dang, you couldn't get your money back?
Nope.
Oh.
I actually got scammed once too. Now, this is kind of morbid, but my ex Chase and I, we used to live in California. And ferrets are illegal there, and he really wanted a ferret.
Ferrets are illegal?
Yeah.
I feel like Paris Hilton had like five.
Because they eat like the plants or something. I don't know. So anyways, we...
Check it out. It's Garrett's ferret.
Garrett's ferret.
So we bought like a ferret like from off of Craigslist or something.
Oh, like Blacklist?
Yeah. And,
like the black market ferret?
No, just Craigslist. And here's why it was a scam was because I think the family that sold it to me knew that it had cancer because it died a month later.
Okay, well, that was the most
so
messed up
sad
story
yeah.
I've ever heard. Also, how is it not a giant red flag to you from that moment when your ex wanted a ferret as a pet?
What's wrong with that?
You should have ended it then.
I just don't think...
Like, wave the red flag like in your face.
I just don't think Porkchop should be allowed to have a ferret or a gerbil or a hamster.
A boyfriend.
Yeah, let's just avoid all those to be safe.
Oh, Porkchop, we love you.
Yeah, why don't you keep your cat? That's okay.